It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'll be your host today. Thank you for joining us for lunch. Today's June 12th, 2026. Unbelievable. Time's a-flying. Still doing these shorty episodes while we get ready for the next phase of the lunch show. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be in picture. So, yeah. It's always intended to be that way, but we had to get the show started a few years ago to secure our brand, if you know what I mean. But there were a few stories that I just wanted to mention here. While we're here, we might as well cover a few of them. This one from Fox News. Austin Metcalf's family hit with death threats as Carmelo Anthony supporters face violence allegations. God dang. Some people are just super low. They're just hideous people. I mean, here's a subheading. Jacksonville police, I believe this is Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville police say they are actively looking into one video showing an alleged attack. So, yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. I don't know. We got problems when there's people out there suggesting this was a bad verdict. Dude only got 35 years and he stabbed a kid in the heart. And there are tons of witnesses. How do you defend that? I mean, that's grounds for capital punishment where I come from. Everybody I know wants them gone. Deleted. Unbelievable. Here's one from Newsmax. This one's regarding the Iranian war. No nukes pledge sits at center of emerging U.S.-Iran agreement. Okay, we've known that. Here's the problem. Trump's been saying that we are, you know, a deal is right around the corner. So he did call off like attacks, bombings. So that's encouraging, you know, but even if a deal is signed, do we really think Iran is going to abide by the deal, or they just, it's worthless. You might as well use it in the bathroom. You know what I mean? Crazy. Another one from Fox, Phil Mickelson booted from golf club as accusations of inappropriate conduct swirl. I guess he's like permanently banned from private golf club. That's terrible. I mean, that's just embarrassing, really. This guy's a super like golf superstar, not like Tiger Woods, but he's up there, you know. So I don't know, banned. Like he was a member, I guess. Maybe he wasn't a member, but I don't know. He's definitely not going back there. They're not having it. But here's one that's crazy. Nevada Parole Board. I think this one was from. I think this one's from Fox also. Nevada Parole Board. Rejected Henry Ruggs III's bid for early release after deadly 156-mile-per-hour DUI crash. 156 miles an hour? What? And he was drunk? Subheading says, former Raiders receiver has a mandatory parole release set for August 2027. So he only got six. Forget the whole early release rejection. He only got 6 years. He was doing 156, drunk, and plows into a lady and it kills her and her dog, and he only gets 6 years? I tell you, you do that to any one of my friends or family, you better do like 50 years. I'm just saying. Or life. As far as I'm concerned, you should get life or capital punishment. Like, you don't know that that's harm, you know, potentially going to harm someone doing 156. Good gracious. These people think they're above everybody else. They just make their own rules. They think they're God. Oh, my Lord. So anyway, I usually do good news stories. I got word. I've got a good news story just off the top of my head. I heard yesterday when I was playing pool with a friend that a 900 and I believe 18-pound marlin was caught at the Big Rock tournament up in Moorhead City in North Carolina. That's pretty amazing. That's a massive fish. It's just crazy when you're out there swimming in the ocean to think that there's fish that big swimming around. I mean, obviously there's all sorts of different massive fish out there, but you know, it's just crazy. The ocean's crazy. But yeah, I think that might be the winner. We might have a winner. But I think we have a couple more days of the tournament. Today might be the last day. It might be Monday through Friday. You'd have to look into that. But yeah, that's the good news. So I just found out, same guy told me that blue marlin is good eating. I didn't realize that, but I AI'd that. And turns out there is a way to cook it. I guess smoking it is the most common way to cook blue marlin. But yeah, never had blue marlin, or have I seen it on the menu, or have I seen it at a fish stand or store or whatever market, fish market. But I'll try it if I ever have the opportunity. I've heard it's kind of like tuna or kind of like swordfish. I guess that makes sense. They're kind of in the same family, but yeah. All right, we're going to call that the episode. Glad you could listen and subscribe to the show, because when we start doing this show in picture, it's going to be awesome. So don't miss that. And it's going to be good because we're going to keep you up to speed on what's briefed is the word. We're going to keep you briefed on what's going on. So when you go out with your buds on the weekend or whenever, you're going to know what's going on. You're going to know what people are talking about thanks to this show. But all right, until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.